Federal data, majority of border crossers denied asylum to stay in U.S. by John Binder on June 20, 2023. The majority of border crossers continue to be denied asylum to stay in the United States, even when they are released directly into the nation's interior by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. While President Joe Biden's DHS releases tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior every month, the majority will be found to have invalid claims for asylum, federal data confirms. The data, tracked by Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, TRAC, at Syracuse University, shows that in fiscal year 2023 thus far, most border crossers and illegal aliens are denied asylum in immigration court. Newsday reports. Statistics can vary widely, sometimes week to week. But during the 2008 to 2019 fiscal years, about 81% passed this preliminary interview, according to a 2019 document by the U.S. Department of Justice's Executive Office for Immigration Review. Of those who crossed the border and underwent this interview, the document says, 14% were eventually granted asylum. Emphasis added. When the cases do finally go before a judge, most have been denied. From October 2022 to May 2023, about 53% of asylum seekers nationwide who went before an immigration judge were denied, with large numbers coming from Latin America and Asia, according to Long. She said that over the past 22 years, the denial rate has been up and down nationwide, from 42% denied in 2012 to 69% denied in 2020. In 2023, of the 48,288 asylum cases nationwide where a judge granted or denied the application, 22,946 were granted, she said. Emphasis added. Likewise, in fiscal year 2023, the majority of border crossers and illegal aliens released into the U.S. interior after claiming credible fear at the southern border ended up not having valid asylum claims. For years, federal data has consistently shown that the majority of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in the U.S. do not have valid asylum claims. In fiscal year 2022, for example, 52% were found to have invalid asylum claims. In fiscal year 2021, 60% were denied asylum. And in fiscal year 2020, 70% were denied asylum to stay in the U.S. The data, former Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Acting Director Tom Homan wrote for Breitbart News, explains why the federal government should detain and track border crossers and illegal aliens rather than mass releasing them into the U.S. interior. We are a sovereign nation, and we need to act like it again, Homan wrote last month. Related, FMR. Obama Acting ICE Director, majority of arrivals at border will be released for years, and that will draw people here. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.